From Tidbits on August 23rd, 2010, this is Look! Nook Took Books! Written by Glenn Fleischman. Look! A book nook! Nook took books! Books! Look! Barnes & Noble has changed the name of its e-book reading software for iOS from e-reader to Nook. Nook is also the name of its separate e-book reading device, and, as with Amazon's Kindle, Barnes & Noble has realized that it should brand the entire ecosystem with the same name. This brings its iPhone iPod Touch compatible app in harmony with the separate Nook for iPad app, also updated with a new name. Download the new Nook app and log in with your Barnes & Noble credentials. You can then download titles again that you want locally and set up the appearance of book pages once more. The revised app supports fast app switching and renders details at the iPhone 4's higher resolution. In testing, I found the Nook app to offer substantially more choice than iBooks and Kindle in setting up the appearance of a page, without providing too many or poor options. Barnes & Noble made excellent choices in the fonts offered for on-screen display. You can also set the margins of a page, nearly flush to four edges or indented, and choose colors for particular elements instead of picking for preset colors. The revised iOS app is a separate download from the previous e-reader app. You can remove that old app, but you will lose all annotations, highlights, and notes. Barnes & Noble, at least in the e-reader release, didn't synchronize such information with the central server, unlike Apple with iBooks and Amazon with Kindle. You could also lose any custom themes you set up in eReader, specific combinations of background color, font, and type size. If you want to keep notes and settings, retain the old app. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, and read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engston. Thanks for listening.